What's good? What's good? I'm back. It was truly Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, Triple P. I was actually going to take a break. I'm losing my voice here. It's between podcasts and talking on the phone. And smoking and drinking sodas doesn't really help. So I'm going to keep it moving, though. You know me. I like to keep grinding, keep working it out. And then move my podcast desktop over here. I actually had a laptop here I was going off of for my sports scores, NBA and NFL. But I've actually moved the desktop over here. And I like this setup better now because it keeps my my streaming monitor closer to me and whatnot. So first, let me go over these NBA scores. And don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz, New Litter Apparel at NewLitter.com, and of course, DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. Just add ice, Dizzle and ice. DizzleBrand.com. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. Scores from last night. We have Memphis beat the Clippers. Memphis is looking pretty good this year. I know they winning games without Ja Morant, but with Ja Morant, they're going to be scary. They probably going to knock somebody out in the first round. I don't know that I see Memphis losing in the first round. You know what's crazy? I wouldn't be shocked if Memphis actually made it to the Western Conference Finals this year. I really wouldn't. Milwaukee got beat by my Charlotte Hornets. Well-balanced attack. We beat Milwaukee, and Giannis put up like 40 points. Detroit beat Orlando. Both of them teams are scrubs. It really don't matter. Indiana Pacers beat Utah. Utah shouldn't be losing to no Pacers. I'm going to have to pull up this box score and see anybody was out. Boston crushed New York. New York is coming back down to earth. I don't know why anybody thought New York was going to be any good this year. They don't have one legit all-star. And Miami waxed Phoenix. And I'm going to pull up this box score as well. Let's see. Everybody played for Utah. Except Rudy Gobert. So, I mean, still, they should still beat the Pacers, you know, with everybody else except Rudy Gobert. Pacers have been just down this whole year. Let's pull out this Miami Heat Phoenix Suns box score. Really, it was Tyler Hero with 33 points on the bench. Tyler Hero should clearly be the sixth man of the year, without a doubt. Max Strauss has been Struss has been actually putting a lot of productive minutes. Caleb Martin, who played for my Charlotte Hornets last year, we still got his twin brother over there. I mean, you only got 9 points out of Chris Paul, 12 out of 8. I mean, you got 20 out of Bridges and 26 out of Booker, but when you only get 12 out of DeAndre Ayton and 9 out of Chris Paul, it's hard to win. Cameron Johnson put up 15. He's actually been balling this year. Only player to, I think, with two threes for every single game. Two or three threes every single game this year. Pretty much, or the longest streak with most games with three-pointers. Two or more three-pointers. Let me go over my pause power pitch real quick. Number one, I'm going with the Phoenix Suns. They got the best record in the league. They got everybody back healthy. Number two, Golden State Warriors. Number three, Chicago Bulls. Number four, Brooklyn Nets. And number five, Miami Heat. We've moved up to the third slot. And without Jimmy Butler, that's the thing. Miami Heat, you got Bam Adebayo coming back. Jimmy Butler probably won't be hurt all season. Miami Heat's got a lot of good production out of a lot of players this year because there's been players in and out. And like I said, Tyler Hill clearly got to be sixth man a year. And him and Duncan Robinson both came off the bench last night and put up 20. I think Duncan Robinson put up 20-something last night too. All right, let's NFL. There was a couple games last night. Of course, the Cowboys spanked the Eagles, and I picked the Eagles, so I didn't win that game. And Kansas City beat Denver. which I picked Kansas City, and Kansas City, you know, they lost the game. When I picked them to lose to Cincinnati, I picked that because I think they was just due for a loss. They had 8 straight wins. They was due for a loss, you know, before they went to the playoffs so they could come back down to earth a little bit. Because you don't always – you don't want to go to the playoffs with this super long winning streak, in my mind. That's when winning streaks just get broken, you know. So, yeah, let's go over the rest of the picks. Green Bay, Detroit. I shouldn't have to pick that game next. Indiana and Jacksonville. Indianapolis Colts. My bad. Not Indiana. Indianapolis Colts and Jacksonville. Should have to pick that one either, Colts all day. Even if Wentz don't play, I got Colts all day. Even if actually, you know what? Hold on, I just thought about it. This is the last game of the season, ain't it? Yeah. Damn, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing. Jordan Love might be playing. So, yeah, let's go back. I'm picking Detroit over Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play. Aaron Rodgers plays clearly Green Bay. If Wentz doesn't play and Jackson, I don't know, man. Like, this is tough. If Wentz don't play, I'm picking Jacksonville. Washington and Giants. Neither one of them should be sitting there starter. They both suck. But I'm going Washington. Chicago and Minnesota. Neither one should be sitting there starter. They both suck. Only teams that should be sitting there starting quarterbacks are teams that are clearly in the playoffs and division winners. Tennessee and Houston. Tennessee might be sitting a lot of players. So I'm going to go Houston. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I'm going Pittsburgh. Cincinnati and Cleveland. I'm going Cincinnati, even if Joe Burrow doesn't play. San Fran and the Rams. I'm going. Damn. See, this is tough because Rams might not play Matthew Stafford. I don't know. Matthew Stafford ain't playing. I'm going San Fran. Carolina, Tampa Bay, I'm going Tampa Bay no matter what. Seattle and Arizona, I'm going Arizona no matter what. New England and Miami, neither one of these teams should be sitting nobody. I'm going New England. Especially since if New England's trying to win the division. But I don't know, Mac Jones might, that's the thing, Mac Jones might sit. And if Mac Jones sits, then I definitely got Miami. Because there's no reason for them to sit to him. Especially since I think they got a chance to make the playoffs anyways. They can't sit to him. New Orleans and Atlanta, I'm going New Orleans. Jets and Buffalo, I'm going Buffalo. Because Buffalo, they got to play Josh Allen. Because they can't just let – they just can't let New England take over the division. They can't. That's the thing. Only teams that clearly got the division – and clearly in the playoffs can really sit their guys. Chargers and Raiders. Man, Raiders have been playing good lately. I'm going Raiders. And that's my picks, man. I mean, it's tough to pick when, like, you don't know what quarterbacks are going to be sitting. They'll probably come in maybe for a snap or two. And then they'll probably have, like, Green Bay might have Aaron Rodgers come in for a snap or two, and that's it. But it don't even make sense to play Aaron Rodgers. So, like, Jordan Love should start the whole game. You know, Carson – now, Indianapolis Colts might play Carson Wentz because they are only 9-7. Like, only clear – to be honest, the only clear division winners really should be the ones sitting starting quarterbacks. But some teams that made the playoffs might get wild cards that they know they clearly ain't going to win a division no matter what. They still might sit there. They started as well. And let's go over the standings. Pause. Power picks. Triple P. Pause. Power picks. Number one, still, to end the season off, Green Bay Packers. I mean, they've been in my number one and my pause power picks since I've started it. And they haven't fell out. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Number three, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number four, I'm going Dallas Cowboys. And number five, I'm going Los Angeles Rams for my pause power picks. Before I get into some of these topics, hit the click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner if you're on YouTube. Facebook, hit the like. Instagram, TV, hit the follow. Also, Rumble, hit the Rumble, because I'm actually uploading my content to Rumble as we speak. I got about 25 episodes and a portion of my vlogs from Promo Palace Vlogs uploaded to the Rumble, which I will be adding to my YouTube description as well. And don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much more. You can Google the name behind you, Paul Pickett, PaulPickett Podcast. We get a couple of sports-related topics first. Garnett says Steph Curry is Jordan of his era. Now, when Garnett was talking about Andrew Wiggins' role in with Golden State, and he happened to mention that he's playing with the Michael Jordan of his era, which he was saying Steph Curry. What do I got to say about that? Steph Curry hasn't won a Finals MVP yet. Stop it. He can't be the Michael Jordan of the era. Next topic. Let's go. Cooper Kupp is not even should be in the MVP talks, and he's not. This is really crazy that Cooper Kupp's not in MVP talks. I know wide receivers don't usually win MVPs, but he still should be in the talks. He's the first Triple Crown winner since 2005, which means he leads in yards, catches, and touchdowns. Like, he's in there with the likes of Jerry Rice and whatnot. If he gets, like, 130 yards this game and, like, 12 catches, he will break the single-season receptions record and the single-season yards record. And the single-season receptions record is held by I can't think of his name for the Saints. Thomas. I think his name is Thomas. I can't even think of his name right now, but it doesn't matter. He'll break the record, and Megatron, Calvin Johnson, holds the Michael Thomas holds the receptions record for single season, and Megatron holds yards. And he could break those, both of those, in one game. And he's the Triple Crown winner. He's already leading in yards, catches, and touchdowns. Which is crazy that he's not in the MVP race. He should be. I mean, just off of that, the first dude since 2005. I mean, that's 17 years, you know. It's crazy that he's not in the talks. Okay, let's see. Before I get into this big topic, I'm going to get to, I've seen this thing where Tim Pool was swatted with Brandon Tatum live. I actually watched a podcast where they said the cops walked in. Apparently somebody called and said that somebody got shot at Tim Pool's residence and somebody was there with hostages or somebody's threatening to hurt other people or hurt themselves. This is very dangerous. Like, if the SWAT would have actually came in, and they always got to check these things. And apparently, Tim Pool and them only thought there was two cops. Apparently, there was cops outside and everything. But there was somebody, I guess, that worked for Tim Pool or with Tim Pool that was outside to de-escalate this situation. And two cops came in and realized they were just basically streaming a podcast. And Tim Pool got highly upset. Brandon Tatum happened to be there, who's a former officer and a former SWAT guy as well. And he broke down that, you know, they don't need warrants for things like this and exigent circumstances and all that. This is very dangerous. Like, if somebody would have, like, if SWAT would have busted in, somebody would have got shot and killed. Whoever did the swatting called the SWAT on him, probably would have did a lot of years in prison. They probably did a lot of years in prison. And I think they need to press the issue a little more when people do these fake 911 and fake SWAT calls. This is like a woman screaming rape when the guy hasn't raped nobody, you know? It's like soon as a woman screams rape, everybody just automatically believes the woman. I mean, he say, she say, is not proof and evidence in the real world. That's just my word versus somebody else's, their word versus mine. He say, she say, that does not hold enough weight. If you don't have actual witnesses, you don't have audio, video, you don't have some actual proof of evidence, some DNA, something, you know? And yeah, they need to, when women scream rape and it clearly finds that the guy didn't rape her, they need to lock the woman up. Is however many years the guy was going to face for the rape, that's how long they needed to lock the woman up for falsely accusing. And same thing with things like this. If you call in like a fake murder and whatever time somebody would face for that, if they got proof and evidence that you called it in, they need to give you that amount of time. Just cause. I mean, cause we don't know what could happen, man. Like that's not cool, man. You don't play around with people's lives like that. Fake SWAT and fake 911 calls and fake accusations and things like that of that nature. That's bogus. Okay, another thing I've seen. Biden talking about, bragging about unemployment drop below 4%. Whoopee-doo. Homelessness is still crazy heavy in the United States. I still think the numbers are BS. I think there's something that's not being counted in. You know, I honestly think they might like be counting like unemployment checks into this or something. Like they're counting some kind of form of income in it. It should be. Cause how is it that 4.5 million people quit jobs in November? In December, there's only 200,000 new jobs, and all of a sudden, it's like below, you know. Come on, puppy. My puppy just come in. It's all of a sudden below 4%. That doesn't make sense. 4.5 million people quit jobs in November. Only 2,000 new jobs, which means all those 4.5 million that quit ain't replacing those jobs just anytime soon, just that quick. And all of a sudden, it's below. And the fact that he's taking credit, I think he's taking credit for something that really he had nothing to do with. I think it's just the way the pandemic's been, the way the people been playing out unemployment and all these, you know, these benefits and all these things. Go, get down, fucking podcast. Get down, go. You know, I just think it's BS. Go. Sorry about that. My dog just won't leave me alone. I think it's bogus. 4.5 million people quit a job in November and 200,000 new jobs in December. It doesn't make sense. You know, and it's probably going to go back up, especially because we got still 3 years of Biden, and they're just trying to spend more money. That's all they're trying to do, you know. And now he finally recognizes inflation, but I guarantee he's still going to want to try to pass all this money, trillions and trillions of more dollars. I see this thing, Fresh and Fit says they're not down with the brown. These guys are complete morons, man. They're complete morons. Like, they act like all black women, because they made a reference talking about we don't date Shaniquas and stuff like that. I'll date a chick named Shaniqua. You know? I will. No, you know, depends on how she acts and stuff like that. But they act like every black chick's just like some, you know, one of those chicks to be all up in your face, like, you know, just, no, man. I've dated a black chick that was, should have been white probably, because she was into everything that white people was into, like rock and roll and heavy metal and hockey and a lot of white things. And that's probably why we dated, because she liked, you know, she liked nothing but white boys too, you know what I'm saying? And that's definitely, so the black chicks that really turn me on is the black chicks that really like white dudes. Black chicks that really date white dudes. And some of them are the Shaniquas and whatever. I've dated some ghetto chicks, some non-ghetto black chicks. I mean, you know, that's the thing. There's ghetto white chicks too. There's Shaniqua white chicks too, trust me. There's some ghetto white hood rat chicks out there. Well, real old Vicky on TikTok is one of them. You know, she's one of them. Real ghetto hood rat white chick. So, and my thing is I'll date white chicks, black chicks, Asian chicks, Hispanic chicks, Arabic chicks, Russian chicks. It doesn't matter. African chicks, you know, Creole, whatever. I would date all women. That's the thing. Like, there's beautiful women in every single race of women. You know, every culture of women has beautiful women. And they have ugly women too, you know. And they all don't act the same. It's just like thinking that, like, there's a lot of Islamic women that aren't really with the women having to cover their faces and stuff like that. They're more into the Western culture ideas, you know. But, yeah, these clowns talking about we're not down with the brown. Fresh and fit. Some clowns talking about we're not down with the brown. You know, stop it, man. I'm going to get to this last little topic of the day. Something I saw. You know, January 6th, you had Kamala Harris get up there and compare January 6th to 9/11 of Pearl Harbor, which is such an extreme. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. It's a hoax. It's BS. It's bullshit. It's horseshit. It's a false narrative. It's not even, it's like, you know, when people say it's like comparing apples to oranges. That's like comparing apples to lemons. Or apples to grapes, or apples to watermelons. I mean, it's not even the same. It's nowhere near the same ballpark. Just to give y'all some context, in 1954, Puerto Ricans shot up House Chamber, and Democrat Jimmy Carter commuted their sentence. They shot up the House Chamber. Now, on January 6th, all due respect, none of them had any guns. They had flags. 1983, American communists bombed the Senate, targeting Republicans. Clinton commuted their sentence. Bill Clinton commuted their sentence. I mean, like, okay, so January 6th, they got flags, and 1983, they got bombs. Oh, yeah, come on. William Ayers bombed Pentagon in 1972. Him and old bomber best buds. You see where I'm going here? It's just such a hypocrisy, such a double standard, that these worst things happen. These things are far worse that happened on January 6th. They try to paint this picture and make you believe that a bunch of white morons and jackasses, because they were mainly white dudes, with Viking masks and Trump flags and American flags, were actually going to take over our country. They couldn't even have took over my apartment. They didn't. They didn't. Wasn't had enough ammunition to take over my apartment. My 12-gauge and my two shotgun shell belts would have prevented them from even taking over my apartment. Flags? You mean to tell me? They got flags. Flags and Viking masks. Then they're taking pictures on Instagram in offices. And we're supposed to believe these guys are going to take over our country. Stop it. It's horseshit. It's false narrative. It's bogus. It's an embarrassment, man, that they... This is all politics. They have nothing else to use to their advantage. Because Democrats are going to get their asses spanked come midterms this year. They're going to get their asses spanked. So they got to paint this narrative that a bunch of Trump supporters with flags were going to take over the United States like they were Taliban or something. Like, you know, like they actually had rocket launchers, grenade launchers, and AKs, and the ones you put the bombs in and they shoot, like, they come out and shoot at far, like hundreds of yards away, more like mortars or whatever. I don't know what they call it, but like they just want you to believe that these people with flags were going to take over our country. Stop it. You need a lot of guns and grenades and rocket launchers and tanks. If they want you to believe that these people that didn't even have tanks were going to take over the country. They had no tanks, nothing, no aircraft carriers, no aircrafts. Just flags and cell phones. They had flags and cell phones and they were going to take over the country. Stop it. Anybody that believes that is a complete moron. You're a complete moron. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. Dumber than a bag of bricks. But Dems will have you believe this horse shit. But they won't talk about 1954 when somebody shot up the House chamber. 1983, American communists bombed the Senate, targeting Republicans. Or 1972, bombed the Pentagon. And Obama's best bud did it. They won't talk about those things. They're just talking about a bunch of white morons with flags and cell phones. We're going to take over our country. All we had, that's bullshit. We literally just sent in the National Guard or some military unit, and they would have took back the Capitol, and we would have rescheduled. That's what would have happened. But people want to believe these lies. And that's the thing. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not saying I believe everything Republicans will say, but I can't trust nobody that's Democrat on this planet whatsoever. It's just every single day, it's hypocrisy after hypocrisy after hypocrisy, false narrative after false narrative after false narrative, lies after lies after lies after lies, double standards after double standards after double standards. Yes, there's some on the right, but it's not every single day like the left. And yes, politics now has just become left versus right when you look at the media. It's left versus right, you know, but I'm in the middle. I've never voted Republican in my entire life. So until I vote Republican once in my life, you can't say I'm Republican. And the more I watch the black conservative and his point of view, I guess I am conservative. I guess I am. Because I agree with pretty much everything he says. You know? So I guess I am conservative, but I'm not Republican. Never voted Republican in my life. I've voted once in my life, and that was Democratic Party, and that was for Barack Obama, who swindled me out of my vote, you know, because he didn't do shit for none of my friends of color. Nothing, nada, zilch, zero, bogus. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. Sorry about my dog interrupting earlier. She tends to do that from time to time. And maybe it helps boost up the ratings because, you know, goes to show you that nothing is scripted here. This is not scripted. We freestyle all these podcasts over here. straight off the top of the dome, straight common sense, common knowledge, reality, no fairy tales, no made up BS, bogus stuff, you know, like these Democrats and whatnot. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, and you like t-shirts or hoodies, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. If you like to drink alcohol and liquor every now and then, or every day of the week, please check out dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, dizzle on ice, step into the future, do your dizzle. And of course, here's my bottle of Dizzle right there. And I got three more bottles on the way. And it's perfect with just ice and lemon. And I've mixed it with V8 Splash and Sprite. And it goes perfect as well. And that's it. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, Player FM, iHeartRadio, and much more. You Google Paul Pickett Podcast, PaulPickett Podcast. You see the name. Peace, and I'm out.